Hallo. Gleich beginnt der erste Teil der Englischabschlussarbeit für den Hauptschulabschluss. Der Hörverstehenstest, der aus 4 Teilen besteht. Bevor ihr die einzelnen Teile hört, erklingt ein Gong. Ihr könnt bereits während des Abspielens der Texte mit euren Eintragungen beginnen. Teil 1. Im Teil 1 werdet ihr eine Sprachnachricht hören. Ihr werdet sie 2-mal hören. Vor dem Hören habt ihr 10 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen.
Part 1. Voice Message.
Zoe, it's me, Colin. I'm just phoning about our visit to London Zoo on Thursday morning. We said we would get there by 9:30, so I'll meet you at the tube station at 8:35. That will give us enough time. I will make some sandwiches for us for a mid-morning snack. Right, see you on Thursday. Bye! Zoe, it's me, Colin. I'm just phoning about our visit to London Zoo on Thursday morning. We said we would get there by 9:30, so I'll meet you at the tube station at 8:35. That will give us enough time. I will make some sandwiches for us for a mid-morning snack. Right, see you on Thursday. Bye!
Teil 2. Im Teil 2 werdet ihr 2 Gespräche hören. Ihr werdet jedes Gespräch 2-mal hören. Vor dem Hören des ersten Gesprächs habt ihr 20 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgaben zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgaben zu dem ersten Gespräch zu lesen.
Part 2. Conversation 1. Planning the visit.
The queue is long, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We should have bought our tickets online.
Never mind. It won't take long.
How much are the tickets?
I'll just have a look. Oh, it's quite complicated. In low season, from November to March, tickets cost £27. In high season, from April to October, they cost £31. If you want to make a donation with your ticket, it costs £34.
I don't want to make a donation. It is expensive enough as it is.
In that case, our tickets today will cost £31 each. Which animals do you want to visit first?
Let's look at the map of the zoo. The Gorilla Kingdom is the first area we'll see after the entrance. After that, we'll walk past Bird Safari and get to Tiger Territory.
That sounds good. Let's do it in that order. Where are the lions?
They're further away. They are next to the snake house. Let's go to that part of the zoo in the afternoon. We must visit the penguins and the giraffes too.
Can you see the notice board? Does it say anything about feeding times?
Wait a second. Yes, feeding time for the lions is at 11:15. The tigers will be fed at 12:10, the penguins at 1:30 and the giraffes at 3.
Where shall we have lunch? I'm feeling a bit hungry already.
Have one of the sandwiches I made. They'll keep you going.
Thank you. The main place to eat is the terrace restaurant. You can get fish and chips, burgers, or a pizza there. The beach hut offers fresh juices, and you can get sandwiches and hot drinks at the Parrot Cafe. The queue is long, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We should have bought our tickets online.
Never mind, it won't take long.
How much are the tickets?
I'll just have a look. Oh, it's quite complicated. In low season, from November to March, tickets cost £27. In high season, from April to October, they cost £31. If you want to make a donation with your ticket, it costs £34.
I don't want to make a donation. It is expensive enough as it is.
In that case, our tickets today will cost £31 each. Which animals do you want to visit first?
Let's look at the map of the zoo. The Gorilla Kingdom is the first area we'll see after the entrance. After that, we'll walk past Bird Safari and get to Tiger Territory.
That sounds good. Let's do it in that order. Where are the lions?
They're further away. They are next to the snake house. Let's go to that part of the zoo in the afternoon. We must visit the penguins and the giraffes too.
Can you see the notice board? Does it say anything about feeding times?
Wait a second. Yes, feeding time for the lions is at 11:15. The tigers will be fed at 10 past 12, the penguins at 1:30 and the giraffes at 3.
Where shall we have lunch? I'm feeling a bit hungry already.
Have one of the sandwiches I made. They'll keep you going.
Thank you. The main place to eat is the terrace restaurant. You can get fish and chips, burgers, or a pizza there. The beach hut offers fresh juices, and you can get sandwiches and hot drinks at the Parrot Cafe.
Gleich werdet ihr das zweite Gespräch hören. Ihr habt jetzt 20 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgaben zum zweiten Gespräch zu lesen.
Conversation 2. At the lion enclosure.
Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Amazing. I have never seen an Indian lion before.
Look, there's the lion keeper. Let's go and talk to him. Good morning, Lionel?
Yes, that's my name.
May I ask you a question?
Sure, that is part of my job.
How old is the lion over there?
Bhanu, he's a male lion and he was born in Canada in 2010. He's impressive, isn't he? And the female lion which is just coming out of the bushes is called Arya, and she was born in 2017.
They have a great enclosure, don't they? Is it new?
It's quite new. It was built in 2016 and it was designed to look like the place where the lions come from, which is in eastern India. It has open spaces so the visitors can watch the lions, but also an area with bushes where the lions can hide if they want.
That's great. The lions seem really relaxed here.
By the way, is it difficult to become a zookeeper? It must be a great job.
I love what I do. When I left school 4 years ago, I applied for a job here at the zoo and I was lucky. You need good communication skills so you can talk with visitors. I'm also good at repairing things, and that is a useful skill.
Is there something about the job you don't like?
Not really, but it can be hard sometimes. I work outside a lot of the time, which can be very hard in winter, but that's okay for me. The animals need looking after every day, so I have to work at weekends. If I could change one thing about my job, I would like to have Sundays off.
What is your typical day like?
It starts at 8 o'clock. For the first hour, we check all the animals are healthy. From 9 to 10 a.m., we clean all of the cages and we give the animals fresh water. From 10 to 11, we prepare their food. Obviously, different animals need different food. In the afternoon, I talk to visitors or do demonstrations with the animals. This gives the animals exercise and also makes their day more interesting. At 4 p.m., I start doing my paperwork. I have to write down everything that I have done. At the end of the day, I have to check that all the animals are where they should be and that their cages are locked. I also need to make sure that all the visitors have left. I finish at 6 p.m. in summer and at 5 p.m. in winter.
That sounds really interesting. Thank you very much for your time. Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Amazing. I have never seen an Indian lion before.
Look, there's the lion keeper. Let's go and talk to him. Good morning, Lionel?
Yes, that's my name.
May I ask you a question?
Sure, that is part of my job.
How old is the lion over there?
Bhanu, he's a male lion and he was born in Canada in 2010. He's impressive, isn't he? And the female lion which is just coming out of the bushes is called Arya, and she was born in 2017.
They have a great enclosure, don't they? Is it new?
It's quite new. It was built in 2016, and it was designed to look like the place where the lions come from, which is in eastern India. It has open spaces so the visitors can watch the lions, but also an area with bushes where the lions can hide if they want.
That's great. The lions seem really relaxed here.
By the way, is it difficult to become a zookeeper? It must be a great job.
I love what I do. When I left school 4 years ago, I applied for a job here at the zoo and I was lucky. You need good communication skills so you can talk with visitors. I'm also good at repairing things, and that is a useful skill.
Is there something about the job you don't like?
Not really, but it can be hard sometimes. I work outside a lot of the time, which can be very hard in winter, but that's okay for me. The animals need looking after every day, so I have to work at weekends. If I could change one thing about my job, I would like to have Sundays off.
What is your typical day like?
It starts at 8 o'clock. For the first hour, we check all the animals are healthy. From 9 to 10 a.m., we clean all of the cages and we give the animals fresh water. From 10 to 11, we prepare their food. Obviously, different animals need different food. In the afternoon, I talk to visitors or do demonstrations with the animals. This gives the animals exercise and also makes their day more interesting. At 4 p.m, I start doing my paperwork. I have to write down everything that I have done. At the end of the day, I have to check that all the animals are where they should be and that their cages are locked. I also need to make sure that all the visitors have left. I finish at 6 p.m. in summer and at 5 p.m. in winter.
That sounds really interesting. Thank you very much for your time.
Teil 3. Im Teil 3 werdet ihr eine Umfrage hören. Ihr werdet sie zweimal hören. Vor dem ersten Hören habt ihr 40 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen.
Part 3. Survey.
Good morning. This is Peter Jackson from Radio 2. Today, I'm going to talk about one of my favourite topics, food. I just love eating. What about you? What is your attitude towards food? Phone in and tell me what you think.
My name is Matteo, and I come from Bognor. My parents, though, are from Italy. They came to the UK in 1990. Food plays an important role for many Italians, and when we get together with my grandparents and aunts and uncles, we always have a really special meal. We sit together around the table and talk for hours. It's really sociable.
Good morning. My name is Ranjit, and I come from Leicester. My parents are from India, and we are Hindu. Food plays an important role in our religious celebrations. For example, for Diwali, which is the festival of lights, we always eat sweets. Sweets bring happiness and good luck. We don't just eat sweets after a meal, we eat them before and during the meal too.
Hi, my name is Jude. I've just started a new job and I have to work long hours. I don't get home until late in the evening and then I'm too tired to cook. I often eat frozen pizza, get a Chinese takeaway meal or buy a kebab. I know this is bad for me. I always eat better at the weekends and I'm trying to change my ways.
Hi, it's Paul here. I have stopped eating meat. I don't like how animals are kept in Britain. Most meat comes from factory farms and the animals do not have happy lives. If we all ate less meat, this would be good for our planet too. A lot of greenhouse gases come from farm animals and this makes global warming worse.
Good morning, my name is Julia. I am really careful about what I eat. I don't eat much meat either. I prefer to eat fish. It's better for me. I also eat lots of vegetables and fruit. Nuts are really good for you too. My doctor says I am in great shape.
Good morning. My name's Beth. Eating local produce is important for me. I don't like buying food that has been flown across the world. Obviously, I can't grow my own bananas here in the UK, but I never buy mangoes or pineapples or coconuts. I eat fruit and vegetables that are grown in Britain, and I only buy them when they are in season. This is better for the environment.
Hi, my name is Pamela. I wanted to lose some weight right after Christmas, so I started this crazy new diet. I drank nothing but green juice for 1 week. You know, cucumber juice, cabbage juice, green apples, broccoli. Maybe 1 day of green juice diet helps to clean out your system, but at the end of the week, I felt and looked terrible. I was really tired all the time. Don't try this diet. It's too radical.
Well, thank you, listeners, for sharing with me your thoughts on food today. I'm starving. I'm off to the canteen. Good morning. This is Peter Jackson from Radio 2. Today, I'm going to talk about one of my favourite topics, food. I just love eating. What about you? What is your attitude towards food? Phone in and tell me what you think.
My name is Matteo, and I come from Bognor. My parents, though, are from Italy. They came to the UK in 1990. Food plays an important role for many Italians, and when we get together with my grandparents and aunts and uncles, we always have a really special meal. We sit together around the table and talk for hours. It's really sociable.
Good morning. My name is Ranjit, and I come from Leicester. My parents are from India and we are Hindu. Food plays an important role in our religious celebrations. For example, for Diwali, which is the festival of lights, we always eat sweets. Sweets bring happiness and good luck. We don't just eat sweets after a meal, we eat them before and during the meal too.
Hi, my name is Jude. I've just started a new job and I have to work long hours. I don't get home until late in the evening, and then I'm too tired to cook. I often eat frozen pizza, get a Chinese takeaway meal, or buy a kebab. I know this is bad for me. I always eat better at the weekends, and I'm trying to change my ways.
Hi, it's Paul here. I have stopped eating meat. I don't like how animals are kept in Britain. Most meat comes from factory farms, and the animals do not have happy lives. If we all ate less meat, this would be good for our planet too. A lot of greenhouse gases come from farm animals, and this makes global warming worse.
Good morning, my name is Julia. I am really careful about what I eat. I don't eat much meat either. I prefer to eat fish. It's better for me. I also eat lots of vegetables and fruit. Nuts are really good for you too. My doctor says I am in great shape.
Good morning. My name's Beth. Eating local produce is important for me. I don't like buying food that has been flown across the world. Obviously, I can't grow my own bananas here in the UK, but I never buy mangoes or pineapples or coconuts. I eat fruit and vegetables that are grown in Britain, and I only buy them when they are in season. This is better for the environment.
Hi, my name is Pamela. I wanted to lose some weight right after Christmas, so I started this crazy new diet. I drank nothing but green juice for 1 week. You know, cucumber juice, cabbage juice, green apples, broccoli. Maybe 1 day of green juice diet helps to clean out your system, but at the end of the week, I felt and looked terrible. I was really tired all the time. Don't try this diet. It's too radical.
Well, thank you, listeners, for sharing with me your thoughts on food today. I'm starving. I'm off to the canteen.
Teil 4. Im Teil 4 werdet ihr ein Telefongespräch hören. Ihr werdet es zweimal hören. Vor dem ersten Hören habt ihr 20 Sekunden Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen. Ihr habt jetzt Zeit, die Aufgabe zu lesen.
Part 4. Phone call.
Hello, this is the Spice Club in Durham. Bhupendra speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I would like to order some food for tonight, please.
Okay. What would you like?
We would like the family meal, please.
The family meal. Okay. That includes starters, main courses, rice and bread.
Oh, yes, great. Oh, one of my guests is allergic to nuts. Can you make sure there are no nuts in the food, please? This extra detail is really important.
Okay, no nuts. That is not a problem. Can I take your name, please?
My name is Siobhan Desmond.
How do you spell that? I really only need your first name.
Siobhan. S-I-O-B-H-A-N. It's an Irish name.
Thanks. So this was Siobhan. S-I-O-B-H-A-N. Can you give me a contact telephone number, please?
Yeah, it's 07383-665-8439.
07383-665-8439. Thank you. At what time do you want to pick up your food? Is 7:30 okay?
Oh, no, that's too late. Can we say at 6:45?
Yes, that's fine. We are not too busy tonight. But I'm afraid you will have to pay cash. The credit card machine is broken.
Ah, okay. It's a good thing you told me. How much will it cost?
The family meal costs £69.95. And you get a free bottle of lemonade with your order.
Oh, thank you very much. See you at 6:45. Thanks.
Hello, this is the Spice Club in Durham. Bhupendra speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. I would like to order some food for tonight, please.
Okay. What would you like?
We would like the family meal, please.
The family meal. Okay. That includes starters, main courses, rice and bread.
Oh, yes. Great. Oh, one of my guests is allergic to nuts. Can you make sure there are no nuts in the food, please? This extra detail is really important.
Okay. No nuts. That is not a problem. Can I take your name, please?
My name is Siobhan Desmond.
How do you spell that? I really only need your first name.
Siobhan. S-I-O-B-H-A-N. It's an Irish name.
Thanks. So this was Siobhan. S-I-O-B-H-A-N. Can you give me a contact telephone number, please?
Yeah, it's 07383-665-8439.
07383-665-8439. Thank you. At what time do you want to pick up your food? Is 7:30 okay?
Oh, no, that's too late. Can we say at 7:45?
Yes, that's fine. We are not too busy tonight. But I'm afraid you will have to pay cash. The credit card machine is broken.
Ah, okay. It's a good thing you told me. How much will it cost?
The family meal costs £69.95. And you get a free bottle of lemonade with your order.
Ooh, thank you very much. See you at 6:45. Thanks.
Nun könnt ihr die anderen Teile der Abschlussarbeit bearbeiten. Viel Erfolg!